And it's Shay.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
It's Nee.
And Carrie.
Hey, it's Robbie.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Erica. And we are not
the girls next door.
We got it good, right?
If you practice that again this week, word to Mario.
All right, before we get started with our check-in, let's do one big toast to welcome our 8th member.
Seventh member.
The 8th
one was here last week.
Our 7th member, Robbie.
Yes.
Cool. She's been with us the whole time in the trenches. She's just taking care of the baby. All right. So now, quick check in. How y'all ladies doing today, this week? How's it going?
It's going good. Oh, you happy as shit. Go ahead and tell us.
I'm just great.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she's smiling like a motherfucker. I've been wanting her ass to get the fuck away from me today. She's crazy.
See how you going like that? See, I was trying to be on the positive side.
She's smiling too hard. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with her.
Damn, I think she got some problems.
Y'all,
she
can't just be happy.
Y'all,
she just can't be in a good mood.
Right.
Take a drink. Both of y'all take a drink.
She was in the same car with me. I swear you were. But, okay. We'll talk about this later.
All y'all was in the same car.
Things is going down.
How y'all doing? How about that? How y'all doing?
We're good. I'm good. Everybody good?
Yes.
I'm good.
Everything on the up and up.
How is the baby?
Oh. I miss him.
Oh.
He's good.
All right. All right, well, y'all dry this week. Okay, so let's go ahead and kick off with our current event. Current event concierge, Nikki.
Oh, never mind. It came back on.
What's popping with our current event?
So this week we're gonna talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Cannon. I mean,
the sperm bank,
the sperm bank, the sperm donor, all of that. Didn't his pics drop like a month or so ago too?
Yeah, them pics was looking good though. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, what pics?
The dick pics.
The dick pics.
Was that a real pic?
Yes. That was.
Are y'all sure? I thought that was Soulja Boy.
No,
but Soulja Boy too.
Nick Cannon's was before that.
Yeah, it was a couple months ago.
Let me do a quick Twitter.
No, Erica said she thought it was Photoshop.
Oh yeah, because it did. The lighting.
But it was.
It was not consistent.
That was him.
How you know? You seen it in real life?
I think I know his cousin.
At this point, with all these damn babies and baby mamas, he got to be hitting on something.
Like, that's true, though.
Or them pockets hitting on something. Though.
Pockets. It's the pockets. It's always the pockets.
So it's kind of like. You got some money.
You know.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right, but this week going on with Mr. Cannon, basically, he is on baby number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Baby number 8.
Baby mama number.
What is this?
Five.
Yeah,
five.
Baby number.
I knew something. Bam.
Baby number five. And then now all of a sudden also he's celibate. So
what?
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't see the new interview?
I didn't see that part.
I thought it was an old interview, but apparently like he was talking to a counselor, a therapist, somebody. Don't quote me, but like yeah, she like pointed out like you may need to chill out, my nigga. Like
yeah.
Or maybe he could just condoms. Like you don't have to go.
That's a whole lot of raw sex, bruh.
It is a whole lot of raw sex.
And that's why I bring my condoms to the party. Hello. I bring them to the party.
Yeah.
No love.
But basically, yeah. he's on baby number 8, baby mama number 5. I mean, it's obvious that he's slugging that year. Yeah. But still, I mean.
Maybe you want a basketball team.
You spreading.
Well, could you have a child with a nigga that got all them kids?
Shit, no.
Oh.
Well, damn.
I mean, if he can afford them, I'm for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nick Cannon obviously can afford it. So.
But I hear a lot of people say that in his defense, but I feel like also it takes more than money to raise a child.
Yes.
Like, absolutely. I hope, like, if all these women are maybe in the same state, the same city, to where he can divide up his time. But the nigga is literally on planes catching flights to visit all these kids. Mm-hmm. Like, after a while, that can fuck up the quality of life.
Yeah.
Like, he literally is busting his ass to be present in all these various places. Yep. That's a lot.
So then what happens when his kids have things on the same day.
Like conflicting schedules?
Yeah, he probably bring the kids, his other kids, with to...
See, I didn't hear him say none of that. Right. I just heard him catch flight.
What if one child is on the West Coast and they have a play that day, and the other child is on the East Coast and they have a play that day? Then what happens?
Time difference. And he rich.
Oh, so go watch one play, Harry get on the plane to make it to the next play?
Yeah, he rich.
It's no different from a woman going to a sperm bank and having a kid, knowing she's not going to have a father around. Isn't that the same thing? Because they all willingly go into the situation.
Facts.
Yeah.
Right. So, get up close and
I just also feel like, you know, and this goes for my point of view for men and women. I feel like once you get to like a certain amount of children, you start to spread yourself thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As well as... you don't have any me time for yourself. I know like a lot of my female friends that have multiple children, you know, that's literally like their biggest thing is that they don't have any me time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, you got to also think about, hey, I need to focus on self because I got to be able to have what I need to have in order to give it to my babies.
Yeah, the opportunity for self-love, self-care.
Exactly.
That's true. That's true.
And not wrapping your entire life around your kids. Because I see a lot of women do that too. They be like, you know, their world is their kids, but you also have to understand you was an individual before your kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to make sure you maintain yourself while also taking on this additional role of being a mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, a mother does not, like, cancel out all your other, you know, hats that you wear. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
life don't stop because you become a mother. It just enhances.
That child grow up and leave out the house, and now you're struggling to find yourself at some old dark earth 30, 40, 50 age. And you don't know where you at because you never really felt your self-worth because you was only focused on being a mother figure.
Mm-hmm. But we love the kids. We love balance. The kids.
Gotta have balance.
We love the kids over here. We love the
fuck
kids.
Them kids.
Don't do that. Don't do that to my kids. Don't do that.
Look, we got a kid in the studio, y'all.
We love Bruce.
Sorry. Mama didn't have a babysitter.
All right, so this week's episode, if y'all did not see the flyers and the promo that we've been doing, dishing out on all socials, episode 9 is It's Given Sexual Eruption. Shout out to Stacey for that crazy ass title.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, girl.
Sexual seduction.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was lost. I was like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? But upon a Google search, me and Robinette got hit because we was both like, what the fuck? Like, this is very, like, aggressive. Like, what are we gonna talk about here? And then I looked up, it was Snoop Dogg. But I know sensual seduction. Mm-hmm. But whole time, the real song is called Sexual Eruption.
For today it is.
No, but that's what the song is called. The X-rated joint.
Yeah. No, you didn't say that.
It's got totally different.
To give me my credit.
Chorus lyrics.
Please give her credit.
I don't think you knew that, though, going into the situation.
I don't think you did. There's no way.
I said it.
Because you don't know nothing.
She said sexual seduction.
Uh-huh.
I said sexual eruption.
Okay. So it was like a tag team effort.
Again? Never want to give me my shine. Okay. It's okay.
She just said it's a group effort.
Oh,
that conversation.
Well, y'all, this is just
a
no solo deals here, baby.
So, as the title lends itself, we're going to be talking about sex. All right?
Yeah.
So, if your kids are up, ignore Brooke and me back. She's not really it. All right? Put them to bed. Put them in another room.
It's time.
We got to turn that, okay?
Because we finna talk about sex.
Baby, let's talk about you and me.
Always gotta be a song.
Always gotta be a song.
The good things and the bad things that baby. Let's talk about sex.
I hate y'all.
We had too much to drink already. Thanks to Carrie.
It is warm.
That's me.
It's very warm.
Look, it's okay though because we celebrate because we got Robbie here.
Yes.
So let's wild out. All right, so the first topic on the list tonight for tonight's episode. Feelings about... Nah, we're going to come back to that one. I want to get into the foreplay one. That's the one I waited for. So foreplay, boom. Do's and don'ts. And how long should it last? Talk about it. Let's go. Don't be looking at me crazy. Jump out there.
20 minutes.
What happened?
Why are you even
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What's happening?
The question is,
I'm writing it down.
The question is, I repeat. Do's and don'ts, foreplay. Do's and don'ts, and how long should it last? What's your thoughts?
I think that it shouldn't be a time.
Right.
No time. It's foreplay. I feel like it's however you want it to go. Like, it can go for hours. It can go just for a couple of minutes because it might be ready.
It's whenever
like,
you might ready. Be
ready. Like, let's go.
It's whenever you ready.
Yeah, so I think it's no time for that. I think that you do what you do and you just bust that thing down.
Have you ever been in a predicament where, like, you was ready and dude kept foreplaying? Like, all right, like, let's get to the
next course. Hell yes, y'all. Yeah.
Nope. That's man. Let's go next.
You
got to
be like, look, get your ass up.
Next.
Come
next.
On.
Right. That motherfucker can't breathe down there.
Yeah, I just be like, come in.
Come in. Bring that dick in. Oh,
shit, y'all. So a lot of it is just timing. Like, you got to, you have to know yourself. Like, okay, this is... Because for me, I'll get bored. Bruh, are you, this is not working. I was there, and it's gone, so they got to get me back there, and I don't really like the way you're doing it now. You know, because my body's used to it. I don't like for my body to get used to what you're doing. It has to keep it, I guess, surprised? Like, keep me going. Like, I don't... Is that,
right. Surprise you.
Surprise me. Okay. Like, don't keep doing the same thing over and over.
So you like to get it, to switch it up and keep it...
Yeah, because I feel like I get... I'm expecting it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then okay.
And then you don't follow through one time. You're like, hold up, you ain't do this.
Right. And then now I'm like, okay, all right. Switch it. Step. Next, I need something better.
Okay, so what are some... So that's a don't. Like, right, don't be... Don't continue to do the same shit.
Yeah, let's switch it up.
All right, so what are some other do's or don'ts? Because I think we all agree.
Kanisha summed it up real good for us. Yes. I feel
Well, that was the time.
Right, but Robbie said, do give head.
That I addressed that in one of my bitch fits. Like, literally, niggas in their 30s is not eating the box, bruh.
But expect you to give head for...
I can't tell you.
I know, we ain't talking niggas. I don't know the
but I didn't see that bitch fit. It was over the summertime. And I'm like, what bitches is y'all dealing with? Like, how is this even okay? And I think
we have done with a lot. We can deal with a lot of people, and I swear that is the main.
That's the biggest thing that I pack my shit up. Like, I'm done with shit.
I have a question.
They want some fucking head.
Exactly.
But the question to that is, so it's the first time having sex with them. You give them head first, and they don't give you head.
Oh, I'm not giving nothing first.
No, so you don't give head first.
Nah, I'm gonna see what you're gonna do. I'm gonna see what you're gonna do.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So what if he waiting to see if you gonna do it?
Well, then we gonna be missed out.
I feel like y'all playing too many games when y'all doing all that.
I ain't playing no games.
I'm not sucking no nigga dick first. He gonna have to.
But I think that it still shouldn't be like no. Like, if the vibe is weird, that's what I'm saying.
See, this is what I do. And that's, the vibe is where it's at if he eat my pussy. So if he's not, the vibe is not there,
so
baby.
What she's saying is, it's a reciprocation of energy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, because there's too many times where, you know what I'm saying, you might give a nigga some head and he ready to go. So he just ready to stick it. Like, hold on, nigga, you got to lick it.
Right, you know exactly.
That's like, you say that, but that doesn't mean that you
that was
can't.
A song.
It's like my whole thing is like, if the vibe is gone, y'all in the mix, y'all horny, y'all getting to it, y'all doing everything, and you go ahead and there shouldn't be a specific rule. Like, I don't feel like it should be like, oh, I'm not giving you head until you give me head. But I will tell you this: if I give you head, and then you just want to go to fucking, if I'm not into it, I will get up and go. Oh, okay, well, never mind. I'm not. You're not fucking. You're not licking. I'ma go.
They go that way with an old nigga,
right?
Not with somebody the first time.
Yeah, I think
all the young niggas, Carrie, I'm with you.
I don't see why. I don't see.
But y'all go ahead and suck their dick first. I'm not doing it first.
I'm not saying that it's a guarantee. Like, I'm just gonna get right to it and just suck your dick. But it might happen. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in the mood to suck some dick, I might suck your dick.
That's what it is.
I don't have a rule in my head like, oh, I can't do this until he eat my shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have
I normally
rule
don't even
head.
Suck dick on the first day.
There you go.
Not the first day.
Wait a minute.
Not the first time.
It happens sometimes.
But you expect him
to eat my pussy. Yes, I do.
He want this pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not usually wanting a nigga tell some shit's going down. Exactly. So, the fuck? He gonna eat
that. I done got head and not Exactly.
I've done that as well, but what I'm saying is you can't expect something.
Oh, yes,
if you're
I do.
Not getting something.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can
there's
say,
something
I can
out there for
keep
everyone.
Fucking me, don't you?
And I swear that's one of my conversations that we gonna have. Like, what type of relationship we got going on? Like, are you just eating pussy, or do you want? Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things. I have friends where I have been to a point where they just eating some pussy. That's all you're doing. You're not touching me. You're not doing anything. This is what you want.
I mean,
but you know, it's different. It's different views on how you.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
Look at Shay. You ready for Shay? Like, right. Yep, still
she's
not
like,
happen.
I'm not sucking pink bird.
No. Right, I'm not.
All right, never. So what? Some more. Give me some more do's and don'ts. What's that?
I love Curry.
I have a don't.
All right, what's your don't?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't enjoy being fingered. I don't like that shit.
Okay,
that's
all
what
right,
I was getting
all
ready
right.
to say.
Don't put your fingers in
me, bro. I feel like fingers are dirty.
Yes.
They have germs.
Like, let me see. Like,
nails,
I want to know,
let
like,
me look into your nails.
Poetic
I need to see
Justice,
your
Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Let me see your nails.
Yes.
Like, ooh,
yes.
Your nails so dirty. Like,
yes.
You're not about
no.
to stick your fingers in
not
me, bro.
Touching me.
That's what soap and water's for, nigga. You're going to go wash your hands so you can put your joints up in me.
And it doesn't necessarily mean he's dirty. Like, he might have a laborious job or something like that. But I'm going to need, I don't want to see shit in them nails. Mm. If that's the case, don't fucking touch me.
I don't even want to see nails. Like, my shit's sensitive.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't even like
that shit need to be nice.
But no, and another thing I do not like, I do not like for a nigga to spit in
oh,
a
oh, no.
Unless
it's
he brushes teeth.
It's over.
Because
I'm done.
I guess
I'm
he's eating and then he spit on your pussy like, then
I'm
go brush
his teeth.
I
don't
need no jump
start.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I love that shit.
I hate that. Like, I like
that. I like
that.
I'm wet enough.
Like, no jump start.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, when you're eating pussy, like, you do. You get
I'm getting up, Erica. I'm up. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You said no.
Because I'm spitting on the dick.
I'm a spit on a dick, but I don't want you to spit on it.
You know what somebody told me?
Spit on my
they shit. Have an hour. We have an
spit
energy.
On me.
So that's what somebody told me. And I was like, you know what? That makes sense.
They have an
Audi, we have an inner.
Yeah.
You're not spitting
no,
on me, Shawty.
But
no,
you want them to lick
no.
you.
It's not
you act like
you're going to
open
right.
the box open and be
yes,
like,
it's
in your hole. Like, no. Like, you're being extra.
What you think
I am extra. I'm telling you, I don't like to spit. I will literally, I'm swinging.
So y'all want somebody spit but not defeat? Like, do you know how much germs is in the mouth?
Listen.
But that's why you have to brush your teeth first.
But you have to wash your hands.
No. Yeah, you're supposed to do that too, but I don't even want nobody putting their hands in
my mouth. I
guess
I don't
like
the fingers. I feel like they just...
They touch everything.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. Like, with the right one, who I would give 100% to, you can do all that shit. Like, matter of fact, while you lick my clit, go ahead and insert a finger. Like, get the both.
Right.
Let's get all that going.
But y'all need the thumb in the butt?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
that's the definite. Like,
yes. I don't really care. I don't really care about that. I shitted on somebody before, so.
Oh,
no. And like so I'm kind of nervous about it. It was feeling good, and I shitted on that nigga. I literally shitted on that nigga.
But here y'all go.
Yeah. No, when he put it in my butt, it was so good.
Wait,
we talking
about
fingers.
But that scarred me for life.
Hold on, 20-second timeout. I was gonna wait till we got to this on the motherfucking timeline, but fuck it, you just took it there. What the fuck happened?
Oh my god! So look, I let him finally like. Put it in my butt, y'all. It was so fucking bomb.
His finger?
No.
It did. Okay.
It was so bomb. And then he started smelling something. He said, something stink. I had shitted on this nigga. Literally shitted on this nigga.
My stomach is hurting, y'all.
Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk. Oh. I,
right,
you know,
so this is the thing.
It was her boyfriend and everything.
Was it a lot of shit? Like
it was a lot of shit.
I was gonna say like
we had to shower, and he was so upset. Like we had to shower apart. he said, "You get your funky ass in there first, and I'm gonna wash up in the sink until you get out."
Oh
yeah, but it was my boyfriend.
Wait a minute, but after y'all washed, y'all went back to fucking.
Oh no, he didn't want none. I think we did it like later on that night.
You ruined the mood.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
It was a shitty
situation. That was my ex. Shout out to you. It was a very shitty. I literally shitted on a nigga, y'all. Literally. Literally.
I've done it.
I feel like this is like.
So thumbs in my butt. I'm scared you're going to put your thumb up there and something's going to come out. So just
like
don't
twitch.
Touch it. Don't touch it.
Like
it felt bomb as fuck, but don't touch that shit. I'd be like, move.
Fucking
done. I can't.
Any stories?
I fucking hate Curry right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, moving along.
Okay, so I have had the same situation. that I've had the same situation as
Kelly. Oh, you gonna tell it?
As I will, cause you know.
Oh, I was just playing.
I had the same situation story, as Shay, but I'm not gonna get into detail. I drunk a whole bottle of Ciroc.
I can contest she was fucked up.
Yeah, when I say I was fucked up, I drunk the
This is the best friend, y'all. So whenever Stacey be lying, now she here, she be like, nah, that bitch lying.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I drunk the whole bottle. And you know how you think you dreaming about something? So I thought I was dreaming. And then the next day, you know, I was like, okay. And I told Robinette and Carrie, hey, I had a dream that I shitted on this. I had a dream I shitted on them. And she was like, you think you dreamed about it? I was like, I think so. And so then when we, like, was time to depart, he looked at me and said, you know you shitted on me last night.
Ooh.
And I just looked at him and was like, I thought that was a dream. And he was like, nah, but I'm a real one. So I kept that shit 100. And I just washed you up and we went back to it. Cool. We went right back to it. I was like, I don't remember it because I was that fucked up. But he told, I dreamed it. And I kept saying, I thought it was a dream. He's like, no, it wasn't a dream. But I cleaned you up. And the shower was in the dream and everything. I think I even shit it in the shower once he put me in the shower. Like, it was real bad. Like I'm not ever getting that drunk again.
No,
like,
okay. See, I don't really like, I'm not really a fan of anal period.
Yeah, I just had to carry you in the house.
It was that type.
Ma'am.
I'm not really a fan of anal as far as dick in the butt because I feel like it takes too much to relax because you really got to relax, right, in order to let that thing slide in because that's, you know what I'm saying? And so the one time that I actually enjoyed it, my ex, he gave me one of them things that make sure you clean all your butt out. Yeah, I did that.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I did that.
To prepare.
So then we had like the little anal beads and we...
Well, y'all prepared.
It was a whole lot of anal.
Y'all was prepared. Okay.
Yeah. But I needed never do that anima again. Like, I was on the toilet contemplating life. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I was losing my whole soul to the toilet.
It works real quick, too.
Man, fuck that shit. I'm never... Mm-hmm. Nah. But it is the best way.
I think I need to go home and do one of those. Because
I cleaned it out first.
Yes. Yeah.
But how long did it take you to do that?
Like, I literally did the enema, and within 10 minutes,
yeah,
I was on the toilet. Fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But how long, though?
It was like 20 minutes. Yeah. I was fighting.
Trying to figure out how long.
So listen, the enema with me only took about a couple of minutes. And then it only lasts, you got to go to the bathroom, but like you be finished. Yeah, 20 to 30 minutes at the
And
most.
Then I took a shower.
Mm-hmm. And then you're ready.
We actually took a shower together. And then we was,
yeah. It was the whole preparation.
And it was clean anal sex.
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes it probably just also depends on what you got going on inside.
Yeah, this is not a spur of the moment event.
This is planned.
Oh, for me, it's always a spur. And it's always been a
yeah, yeah, me, no, me too.
Like, it's always been drunk. I passed out my first time. Like, literally, I was so drunk that he was doing it, I was like...
See? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm not about to say... I mean, I'm with that shit. Like,
That's what you were nervous to say?
Nah, like, not that it's been done with, like, you know, every relationship or anything that I've, like, been in, maybe like,
but you're a big girl to it.
A couple, yeah. Like I'm a
big, special occasion thing.
Yeah, that's
not
nope,
my.
No,
she didn't say nothing.
I mean,
she didn't say
it was a special occasion.
I was trying to see if it was.
Oh,
she
no,
didn't,
I didn't say that. Like, so it just depends. Like, so I had a situation or whatever that, like, I mean, when I say we get down with the get down. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like. And I always said if I found somebody like that I was like that with, that I was like, yeah, like, I think I'm going to have to marry this nigga because I'm obviously comfortable enough with him to do all of those things. And, you know, like, when I found that nigga, I was like, well, fuck it. So, it literally is whenever it happens. And especially, like, if I'm on my cycle. Like, if I'm on my cycle.
You talking about period sex.
Yeah, shit with the shit.
Huh?
Like, anytime. Like, you just with the shit.
Yeah, but otherwise,
but let me ask you.
Even outside of being on my period.
Right,
like,
right.
If, you know what I'm saying? If we just, it is what it is.
She had to be a small. What you about to ask about running red lights?
Well, I was going to say, so my college, right, my college roommate was telling me how she got this head one time, and I gave that bitch a tampon just right before, like, the dude came over, and she was like, bitch, I cut the string on that motherfucker, and I made that nigga eat my pussy, and I'm like,
yeah, oh. I ain't cut the string.
I kept it 100. I ain't never done that one before, y'all. No.
I want to know what's funny. The first person I ever heard say that they did that, I used to work at fucking at Carrabba's like years ago. And it was a high schooler.
Oh, wow.
A high school girl that told me about that.
She probably had an older boyfriend.
That's what she was. I was like.
That's what the strippers do.
You nasty bitch.
They just cut the string?
Yeah. They
still gotta work.
They gotta work.
Or put a cup in.
They gotta bounce that ass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You've never had sex on your period?
I have.
But you just never had.
I have one time, but I didn't have the tampon in.
Wait, what?
No, I know guys.
We was in a relationship. We've been together. Shout out to put a fire emoji if it's you. He's not gonna say nothing.
I know niggas that don't even wanna touch you when you bleed.
They
don't
want to
have sex, no nothing.
Right.
Like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, them niggas lying. Yeah. Them niggas are lying. They lie like a motherfucker.
If you don't put a towel down, fuck
man,
me, nigga.
Put that towel, man. Get in that shower, bitch. And get that shit together. Yes, get that shower.
Surfboard. I'm just saying.
Niggas be lying like
shit. All right, so listen, here's the next question. All right.
Right. These comments in the chat.
So look,
I know something, so I know we're going with this.
So last week, y'all focused now.
Yes. Oh, it's the drink.
Oh, all right. So last week, you know, we kind of left off on two things that some people wanted us to circle back to. One of the things was what Mario brought up about the shawty who whipped out the toy on his ass. Y'all remember?
Yes, so, Mario.
Should toys be brought into the bedroom and a part of foreplay or the act?
Let me tell you
both
something.
I
don't mind both of them, but if you cannot fuck me, you better bring everything you can find. If you need to bring a table, bring a table to my pussy, nigga. Y'all, like, I don't need toys. But if I feel like he can't fuck me, please bring the toys.
Right.
Please. Cause that's from, yeah, exactly.
Right.
And it's happened a couple of times. And
do you think they brought the toys because they knew they couldn't satisfy you?
Oh, I told them that the sex wasn't right. Let's bring stuff. And then another thing is, if you can't fuck me long enough, then I'm going to get out the toys and play with it and please myself. Hopefully you get your stuff back up and come back to life. But if you don't, I'm here for myself.
Right. I got me.
I definitely rolled over and been like, let me go ahead and finish.
And I'm right beside you. And then sometimes when I'm playing with the toy, I'll say, take your fingers and rub it for me. Like, cause you gonna help me, bitch. Since you can't fuck me, you can't get back hard. Like, and nothing. Yeah, you gonna help me in this.
Bitch.
Yeah, help me.
It was real aggressive.
Yeah,
hey, yo, bitch. I could not. Hey, what about this side of the table? What y'all feel about toys?
I agree. I just feel like a conversation needs to be had
before. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
You can't just. I mean, guys get scared and intimidated, mm-hmm. or they might feel like, you know. Oh, well, dang, I can't even please her or something like that. You really don't want to, like, bruise the fuck out of their ego.
Yeah.
Men are, like, sensitive. Real sensitive. Men are fragile. You can't just do something like pull out a 10-inch dildo and be like, let's use this. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? What the fuck am I here for? Yeah. So you gotta introduce it. You gotta have a conversation before you introduce it.
Yeah.
And everybody has to be comfortable.
You don't think it depends on the person?
But how do you know that person is okay if you didn't have a conversation?
You don't have to fuck them. You should know them well enough.
Because you had a conversation, right?
No.
Bitch, wait,
what?
Shut up.
All right.
Man, like,
you know a person. You know a person. Right, and you know them, like, if you go get something and you pull it out.
because you had conversations.
Yeah, right. And some people will let you know.
That's like, all I'm saying. You had, because of conversations that you have had, you know that they'll be okay or they won't be okay. It doesn't, you don't necessarily have had to have said, is it okay if I bring this tomorrow? I'm not saying that specific of a conversation, but you have had sexual conversations to know that person well enough to know what they're comfortable with or what you think they might not be comfortable with.
Well, I'm just going to disagree on that. We'll just do that. I just disagree because, like, here's my whole thing. If you know a man's sexual appetite and the freakiness of this person, I don't even have to tell you that I'm
about
to...
How do you know their freakiness if you've never talked about it or done it yet?
Because by the way they talk.
Oh, you can't go by that.
So I just said, you talked about it.
They said you whatever.
Are you following? Oh, okay. Are we on the same page?
No, I thought you meant... I thought you meant like y'all talked about the toys.
No, I'm just saying in general. Overall conversation.
My bad. You know what?
Apology accepted.
Don't jump, Stacey.
We need to fire emoji. About being
freaky with women do.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it just needs to be a conversation.
Yeah, it should be a conversation.
And then also you got to know who's okay with what. Because like I'm okay with a certain amount of toys, but I don't like dildos and. Like fake dicks and shit. I tried that once.
I like the clips.
I'm not doing that shit again.
There's
so many other things.
Like vibrators and shit.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think that I'm going to even talk about the toys unless we're in a relationship for that type of things. I think if we're just doing what we're doing, we ain't got to do all the extra stuff because what are you like? I feel like it's no point.
If we doing what we doing,
I'm just trying to get a nut and go. I think I'm like one of the niggas. You get what I'm saying? Like I'm just here for a nut and gone. You get what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. But if I like you, then we gonna have some fun. You get what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do everything with everybody. So you know, we just doing what we doing. It's gonna be a come do what you do and let's go. You gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, no. I think that's a given. Yeah, I think so.
So what happens if you with somebody and he pulls out the suitcase? And like I know somebody. We know this person.
She always got a story.
We know somebody and he pull out the suitcase of shit and opens and goes, "You want to have some fun? Like, let's have some fun."
Yeah. Hey, and at that point, depending on what type of
suitcase, Robin did like sign me up.
Fucking
number.
I think
so. Like, but you're not in a relationship. Yeah. Are you going to still go in or you?
No, I'm going to. It depends on what type of vibe he gives me. If he gives me a bitch ass nigga vibe, I'm going. He gonna be like, "Oh fuck no."
There's no bitch ass nigga.
Man, it gotta be, because some niggas are a little gay, so they do little gay shit when they do that type of stuff. So I look at type of things too. Y'all gotta think about that. Yeah, like you just walking around with fucking suitcases. What the fuck are you doing?
You don't have to be gay to be freaky,
man. Listen, but who the fuck is walking around with suitcases?
We know.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm with you, Kenesha.
Yeah, I'm not.
I ain't fucking with no nigga walking around.
Y'all had some sort of agreement, or he's doing it with every damn person. I feel you. Is he leaving a suitcase at my house? Like, what's going on? Y'all have stipulations that are really irrelevant, and that are just like a mentality thing for you.
Maybe.
Because you're saying he's doing it with every damn body. He's fucking everybody then. What's the fucking difference?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, what you're got toys. Them, you got, you making toys. You taking toys and sticking
to the next
yeah,
level.
Yeah, you say, and then you.
Are you washing them all? Before you put
in washing the toys and stuff in?
Like,
I'd rather take a non-washed dick than a non-washed.
I'd rather have my own toys.
All right, hold on.
And then you can come to me and say, "Oh yeah, da-da-da-da," but you can't walk around with no damn toys.
You would prefer.
Nobody say he was driving around with the shit in his truck.
That's what she just said.
No, but what he's saying is literally. Yes. Like y'all are at an appointment.
Say you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure.
I have a sex drawer. So say
that's your shit.
Right. Listen. Relax. What if he breaks out your drawer and was like, "Yeah, let's use these joints."
Right. No, that's fine.
Now that they're your toys, you would be with the shits.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as we vibing, yeah. Okay. But if he's not, you know, if I think that's going to be
him. You at his house, and he put out his toys.
Oh, no.
No.
If it's at his house and he's using them, why y'all everybody?
I
don't want bacteria vaginosis.
But
okay?
They have spray. Clean it.
You clean it with.
Niggas is not buying no fucking spray.
Y'all, what y'all doing? Let me tell y'all. Y'all just gotta be safe. Y'all gotta just be safe. It's like Corona right now.
I got wipes in my shit, bitch, but I ain't know I needed them.
If we get that deep, like if
using my body,
I need to bring my car ride.
Say you pick the motherfucking toy. And you go to the bathroom and you clean it.
Yeah.
Like, and then is it okay?
I just don't. No, I don't. I just feel like that I just wouldn't use another bitch's toy.
I want my own toys. All
right,
y'all.
Yeah,
I want my own toys. I want my own toys.
Cause y'all yelling this shit around.
I want my own.
I can be a freak all through the day and all through the night. Hey.
No, go ahead, Erica. Go ahead.
All right, so,
this shit, y'all
wild. Y'all got me all fucked up. All right. So, one thing I did want to talk about foreplay before we move on, like, what is, in y'all opinion, what is the goal of foreplay? What is the, what is,
to get ready.
What, okay, but what's ready?
Ready.
I mean, it depends if we already made. Because
the reason why I ask is I feel like men have a misconception about what the purpose of foreplay is. I feel like they only are trying to get your pussy wet. Where I feel as there's more to it. I feel like you're also, especially for the first time, if this is our first time, we're trying to get comfortable with each other. We're trying to get each other relaxed and in the mood. Yeah. Like, and I think a lot of motherfuckers just trying to focus on getting the pussy wet. Like, just because she ready and she wet, like, mentally, I gotta be there, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, but I think that that's when you have them conversations, because you ain't just fucking anybody, so y'all done had
the. But you can still be nervous. Like, what if you had the conversation, and you got, you're anxious.
I done got my shower. I didn't put my Victoria's Secret. I didn't put
so you ain't never had the butterflies before fucking a nigga.
I'm like, man, it's no point if we already established what we was doing.
Only time I had butterflies, his dick was like,
yeah, when you get there and then the niggas
wait, what?
Yeah,
that's I ain't never had
to. Okay, girl, like for me, the foreplay is, because remember we had the conversation on one of our other shows and I was saying that like 9 times out of 10, I'm not having an orgasm doing regular sex anyway. Yeah. So for me, foreplay is me having an orgasm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because obviously it takes... It takes a lot for me to,
but you know what, niggas,
like, have an orgasm or whatever. So it's like,
y'all got this booty moving. So
it's really, it's,
what?
It's,
I hate y'all.
I feel you on that. But see, I'm
just gotta go check her drawers.
I'm the opposite. So my shit, like when they eat me, like it takes me a long time to like come.
Really.
Yeah, but I like that. Like, I want you to be, I want you to give me that time that I need. I need this time. Stop, like, I'm feeling it. You. Do not eat my pussy for 5 minutes.
Yep.
You got to take your time with this
wait
shit.
Wait a minute, it's the hand moment.
Take your time. You take your time, I'm going to suck your dick on the first time.
Oh, now you going to suck dick.
On the first time, I am. Okay. Put a fire emoji if that's you.
You got the motherfucking cheat code.
Yes. I'm going to take care of you. So I'm going to take care of you.
I know, like, I
all right, so
like,
listen. This next topic was real hot in our group chat. Not just us, but our group chat with our other ladies that we bang with outside of the radio show. So, the difference between licking a man's gooch, aka the taint, and eating ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, a bunch of us on the group chat was like, nah, we not eating no ass. Asses will not be devoured. We're not eating the groceries.
No.
And certain other people in the group chat was like,
put a fire emoji.
So
let me, I'm gonna put a fire emoji on myself.
Wait, let me finish telling the story.
Go ahead.
Put a fire emoji in the chat if you're watching this.
Put a fire emoji on her phone because I'm watching this.
Nah, put the peach emoji for the ass. Put the peach emoji.
Peaches. Where's the peach? Bring your phone in.
Put it say, this is for chat.
So listen, so the people who said that was like, nah, they've done it and there's nothing wrong with it. And so I'm like, okay, well, to get to the ass, you got to do a lot of shit. You got to lift and make that motherfucker available so you give him the opportunity to lick ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, are these niggas on their stomach and you licking ass? Or do they...
They on their back. They on their back.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Because
you wasn't involved in the conversation. Okay. You was MIA out that day.
Okay.
Okay, so we was like, you got to put them legs up. You know what I'm saying? You got to expose the hole, right?
Sometimes.
We're definitely going to go to her first.
I feel like we're an expert in the room, so we're going to go ahead and let her go.
So, but my thing is, physically, the whole thing, it's impossible for a man to just have his legs flat out on the table.
Bitch, if you don't go you, like this, like they, how they motherfuckers
but you
spread
still
their
gotta
pussy.
Get under that bitch.
Let me tell you straight.
I know I had my ass ate and my legs went up right. So you can get to that motherfucker. Right.
Okay, well, maybe you ain't getting to it good enough. I mean, maybe.
She said, all right, so tell us about eating ass. Go ahead.
So go ahead, explain.
So tell me what your nigga do while you eat his ass.
So, yeah. I don't eat everybody ass because I don't, I'm not even a good dick sucker. But for the special, for the specialers, they get the special edition.
Exactly, like.
They get the special edition.
No, like, seriously, like, you, he got to, like, he gotta be.
No, I mean, yeah, I pulled some legs up, back.
I have.
I pulled some legs back, but I can get it like this.
I can get it like this.
Oh, my
God.
Turn it around.
I wish y'all could see these visuals.
They got to pay for that. We got to get an older fan.
Basically, what she's saying is they gotta at least arch their back and lift up.
So yes,
a little bit.
Let her explain. Well, maybe that is what I'm looking, but sometimes, like, I have pushed the legs up a little bit. Dudes don't really like that.
Right.
But this is when you wanna drive them crazy. The ones that's your boyfriends, the ones you like. So yeah. I will lick their feet and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
toes.
Jesus.
Yes.
You a freak.
Yes.
Freak.
I'm doing all of that. And guess what? Once it's down the line, you'll see no more of that licking feet and licking the ass. It's like, well, damn, bitch, where did that go?
I got you.
Yes, you're here now.
Man, put a fire emoji if she's never done that to you because you was not the one.
You was not the one, exactly.
Yeah. Like watching this like, damn.
Right. So they don't bend over or nothing like
that? No, but sometimes I do lift your legs up. I mean, just bend them back a little
bit. Just push them back a little bit.
Just push them back a little bit. Or if they, some of them are timid, you know? So you just like you open up the pussy, just open up the ass a little bit. Like,
wait a minute. I have a question. So when you're opening up ass and shit, are they looking at you like they don't look like, bitch, what you
doing?
They
scared. They don't like that. Tighten up. I'd be like, okay. Because
but do you still, like, when they tighten, you can, like, you feel the tightening?
I want to do this because I want to get you. My whole thing is to get you.
She trying to snatch soul.
Yeah.
Do you feel them tighten up?
I do. Most of them say, I never done this before.
Do you say relax?
They lying
do you
like
hit,
shit.
Do you hit them, you know how they, niggas like, well, just relax. You tell them to relax?
See, this is the thing. Shay got the gift of, like, gab or, like, talk. She'll
woo.
Talk.
It's called woo.
She got that woo. And she gonna like talk them through it and be all sad.
Right.
It's okay, baby.
Right.
And
that's
the voice she
get
do.
Down
right.
And I lick, yeah. Kiss all over okay. You and then I get to your just toes and lick your feet. I even lick the heel, y'all.
No.
No.
Oh, yes. Will you want to get a nigga in? You do that. I'ma do it. Guess what? Guess what? Y'all are next door. I'm the girl next door.
It's like
y'all are next door.
Going
over there. Going over there. But guess what? I get them to there. I get them where. What did I tell
you? I ain't judging you. You like
what
you like.
What about the dude that was stalking me that I showed y'all today? That's why. I ain't even get to the toe part with him.
Oh no! See, that's
if I would have did that, I would have been dead.
My motherfucking
Whitney, that nigga be here.
Yeah.
I could not with y'all.
All right, so I'll fuck a gooch up. Like I'm all with the taint and the gooch. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's sign me up.
Please,
not for everybody though.
Right.
Niggas probably looking like, bitch, you do that? Yeah, you ain't kidding.
You
but,
it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it does, it definitely does and can happen. And I'm with the shits. It's, who's with the gooch shits?
I am. And guess what? I say all this
wait,
stuff.
Wait, y'all wouldn't lick the gooch?
No.
Oh.
Really? Guess what? And I'm not
why?
Even a dick sucker.
I need
like
to know.
That.
I need to know why.
Because the niggas that I've dealt with,
They don't like that.
They don't matter.
They don't know they don't like it.
Yeah, they don't know that.
They don't know they don't like it.
First of all, a couple of the, like, I mean.
Did you try it?
No, but they don't even like
it.
Because they don't even like
getting
their balls licked.
They don't know.
Oh, see, I'm not a good dick sucker, but the thing is, I lick balls and do all that other stuff, and the motherfucker slides me past every motherfucking body. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna. I will put both the balls in my mouth.
Right. So you sucking some shit.
Oh well, I be looking at poons, and I don't do it like them. I can't put the whole dick in my mouth, so that's probably why I'm saying that I'm not a good dick sucker.
They have a system.
But I just use my hands. My hands get half the dick and my mouth get the other half.
Robin, that had this shit that she used to give to everybody, y'all. It was called... What is it?
Good head.
Yeah, I swear everybody had to try to use
throat,
that
shit. Numbed the back of your throat. Yes,
we wasn't even sucking dick, but we was just playing with it, trying to see if it would, like, if we can gag. Like, you think
about
fucking dick?
I'm about to say, that's
yeah, we was just sucking dick, but no, I'm talking about, like, at that point.
We was trying it.
We was trying, yeah.
We had put in a group chat. What was the thing we put in a group chat? It was like, wasn't it a video?
Yeah, that I told y'all what to do. It's like pulling on your ears.
See, I don't have a gag reflex.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I'm a
gagger. I gag when I brush my tongue. Yeah, and my daughter pets me on the back every morning and every night. She's like, you okay?
I have a gag reflex to make them feel good.
Oh, so that's why I say I'm not a good dick sucker. I'm not. Because my hands have to, I can't put my, it's only, if you got a little dick, if I put my mouth over your whole dick, it's little.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's about right. That's about right.
My mouth don't dress to nobody.
Like, if it's like not in my throat, it's small. Mm-hmm.
I feel your energy, my shit get long.
Yeah.
My
whole esophagus.
Oh, right. Shit. You gotta stick your tongue out so that it moves out the way. So you
do you hear when I said when I brush my tongue, I gag.
Yes.
My daughter have to come in the night and the morning and pet my back. Are you okay, mommy? All
right. So, listen. Next topic. All right.
Okay.
Circumcised versus turtleneck penis. Mm. What are your thoughts?
I'm gonna talk about it.
Oh,
I have
shit.
To talk about it, y'all. Back in the day, y'all, we knew somebody that had a and everybody about to laugh because a couple of people didn't hit that junk. I ain't even gonna lie to you. So
put a fire emoji if you hit that dick.
Exactly what we talking about.
Everybody know who we talking about.
Everybody knows about that.
Everybody that's watching probably fucked that uncircumcised dick.
Exactly. So therefore, I'm quite sure you hit that junk too. You just don't even know. You don't remember.
Look,
she don't remember. She don't remember if she hit that junk.
So have y'all seen? So the ones who have not, have you seen one? Have you seen what it looks like in person?
Yes.
You so you saw it and then you like,
oh, I'd have.
So he showed you.
I showed her.
She showed it to me. Yeah. And I was
I'm talking about like in person. Like you was there.
No, like I've seen one in person. Yeah.
And you declined.
I feel like no. No. He just was showing it.
So he was just showing
it. Yeah, he just pulled his dick out. You know how that shit goes. All right.
Pussy. Let me tell you something.
You gotta make sure it's
a rapper.
Let me tell you something.
But you gotta make sure that nigga clean because that junk can get
bad. Let me ask y'all this. Is everybody with an uncircumcised dick huge as fuck or is it just...
Hell no.
I've only had one circumcised.
Ooh, so it's one. It's my boyfriend, y'all. Oh, shit.
Next.
It's our boyfriend, y'all.
Y'all, this thing is huge as a motherfucker, but it's just a turtleneck.
Uh-huh.
But I love that turtleneck. Put me in there with you, nigga.
Put me in there with you.
Wrap you up with that foreskin.
Yeah, wrap my whole body in there. Shit, oh my god. Mm-hmm. It's so bomb.
I'm getting some new friends after today.
That's my last cup, yeah.
I'm looking like I need a refill,
maybe. Mm-hmm. Can I get a refill?
Do you feel like it's a difference? Do you feel like it's a difference between the circumcised? I know. That's why I'm not talking to you.
It's definitely a difference to me.
It's not no damn difference.
It was for me. I'm telling
you. Well, I got an anaconda turtleneck, bitch.
Well, I ain't never had one of those, so I can't even work on those. But
so what, you felt like when you unwrapped the wrapper, it was like underwhelmed?
It was just different. It was just like, when I was young with it, it was like something that was different. It wasn't even about him. I think it was just a difference of the feeling. You know what I mean? Like, uncircumcised.
There ain't no damn difference.
I heard said person has a nice size. Or am I wrong?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, it's nice size.
It depends on the size of for me.
She said she's talking about
what
we talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice size.
It was a nice size.
For the
size that
we it's an anaconda. I will show y'all pictures on the group chat, okay?
Drop it in the group chat.
I sure would.
Oh, my goodness.
With an eggplant emoji.
With an eggplant.
Nah, we need
more of that egg.
Oh, yeah. Okay, look. Oh, look. Hold on. I said that we fucking
on it. We need a different emoji for a turtleneck, though. You can't use the eggplant.
A banana pulling back.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
A banana pulling back.
I think y'all all need to leave the punch alone too.
Okay, guys, and listen, we are friends, so we talk about some these shit. Things.
Y'all. I sent them
we
talk about some
shit now.
What was that? That was a
sex video.
A sex, film of me fucking today.
Well, I didn't see that.
You didn't see
it?
I didn't
see that.
Hey, listen, hold on. First of all, I was getting hit from the back. Y'all scroll game is trash as fuck because it's right there.
You didn't see it?
No. I was fucking working trying to get my phone.
Stacey said sex tapes. Wait, what I miss? You missed the whole
thing. All you had to do was scroll up.
Scroll up.
Hey, send that to us.
I will go
scroll. Send that us. No, send that shit to me now.
About it.
Man, I don't
hey, even... we're friends.
Yo, we're not the girls next door for real.
At all.
Like, is that, wow. All
right, yeah, listen. You missed
we send the videos. I'm going to send y'all a video.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I got no videos, y'all. What kind of videos can I send y'all? Yeah, I don't have any for y'all.
You're married.
Right. Y'all want me to send y'all all
No. Next, Erica, go ahead.
Hell no.
So... the next thing we're going to get into is this whole polyamory.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I think it's still going.
It just says low battery.
Yeah.
So, what is it? Polygamy.
No, it's pause.
Yeah, she got it. It's back.
There we go.
It's back. Okay.
You got it on low battery, though?
No, because my phone should have been on 100%.
So basically, what are your feelings?
Low battery.
Yeah. What are y'all feelings about dating someone?
We might gotta switch it up.
Openly or open relationships and that whole poly world.
I want it, y'all.
Well, I thought we was going to define. You got to tell the world.
We do it
like,
unwillingly.
Define
it. All right,
define it then.
Carrie, that was Carrie's job.
Carrie.
I have it. I'm pulling it up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. I had a text. I had an answer. Somebody tried to tell me just now that I was lying, talking about I wasn't licking balls and all, and I never said that I wasn't, sir. Sorry,
all right,
back
ooh.
To this.
Okay, yes.
Who said she was locked?
Never mind. Put a fire emoji in the chat.
Put a bitch emoji. Fire emoji in the chat if it's you.
All right, so back to the subject at hand.
You can put the Wi-Fi stuff in.
So basically, there is polyamory versus polygamy. Okay?
You gotta run off the hot spot. Go ahead.
We listening, sorry. We're trying to get
the backup IG live.
All right. So basically, polyamory is the practice of having multiple intimate relationships, whether it's sexual or just romantic.
Okay.
It's not gender specific, and it rejects the idea of exclusivity.
Okay.
Anyone can have multiple partners of any gender. Okay. So that is polyamory.
Okay.
Polygamy. I gotta go down to, now it's on Swingers. Robinette.
It's just same thing she just said, but you're married. You have multiple wives.
Yeah, you're.
And then the other one is multiple husbands.
But polygamy is.
Polygamy can go either way.
Then poly and Andrew, how you say it?
Oh.
Is husbands. And then there's one, I can't think of the name of it. It's a specific one for wives. But polygamy is.
Polyandry.
Polyandry is husbands.
It's multiple husbands.
But then there's another name for multiple wives. Polygamy is the act of either wife or husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So polyamory is not being married. Polygamy is you're married and you're exclusive to your relationships that are in your marriage with all your multiples.
Okay.
And then, like she said, polyandry is females with multiple men. And then there's a fourth word that's men with multiple women. But either way, the main difference is polyamory versus polygamy.
Okay.
Polyamory is not married. Polygamy is married.
Okay.
Yes. Well.
So an open relationship versus the open marriage.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay. So would y'all be with it?
Yes. But the marriage isn't still open. The marriage is not open. It's
you
have specific. You
have multiple wives. Like you're committed to these people.
To
you're not fucking.
All the other people.
The whole's on the side.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
Within,
It's a commitment within a circle.
Right. I feel like a lot of people, especially men, don't understand this definition at all.
They want is multiple bitches.
Yeah, I feel like they think polygamy means polyamory.
Yes.
Which is
polyamory is still, you guys are still supposed to be
within your circles.
We're committed.
Yeah.
It's not just we fucking everybody. It's supposed to be.
That's just
That's just a relationship. Yeah. Polyamory is still me and you are committed. Then you're also committed to this person. I'm also committed to this person, but we don't go outside of that.
Right.
So it's like us having a husband and committed to all of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I ain't with it.
Like, oh, I have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we're all together.
I'm with
a throuple.
But no,
yeah, I want one.
Polyamory doesn't always mean a throuple because they're both with me don't mean they're both together.
It just takes a lot, and I wish I could have it, but I don't see it happening. Cause
I want that.
It's so difficult
because I feel like that it wouldn't be a misunderstanding for me and my husband. Like, I really want to be able to have, you know, things open. Like, I'm very, very, I like to have fun, and I don't want him to feel like he has to fucking cheat when we are going to be open on things that we like to do. Point blank and simple. I think that's just what I like to do. Everybody's not going to like
that. So you're not with these poly joints, you're with an open marriage, which is different, right?
No, I'm talking about him having a girlfriend. But I want to have a girlfriend with my husband.
You want a throuple?
I don't think that's gonna keep him from cheating.
I ain't having no girlfriend.
But see, that's why I don't have one, because he's not ready for that. But my thing to that is, when I do find somebody, that's something that I'm gonna be looking forward
to.
It's hard.
And I wasn't speaking on you specifically or Larry specifically. I was more so like, that's not the answer for somebody who's in a relationship with somebody who they don't think is faithful. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot more than that, and I think that's where people fuck up, and that's where those type of situations.
We have a certain friend, I think he confuses these terms too, because he's all for, you know, being able to fuck all these multiple women, but I feel like a lot with the polygamy thing, whichever one means married, because I don't know, y'all was throwing out a loud definition, so I can't do it. But like, I feel like you get to a certain point where you're just thinking about sex. Like, it's not just about sex. Like, if you have multiple wives, you are financing multiple wives. You are providing for multiple wives. You are protecting multiple wives.
Right.
Like, it's not just who you can stick your dick in.
Yes. Yeah, it takes a specific type of man to be able to do
that. I want the
Like, y'all be complaining about one wife and one girlfriend and one woman, but y'all want multiple? Right. Like, y'all can't handle that for real.
We got a friend. Who?
We got a friend.
Everybody stopped and looked. We can't do that.
I know we did. It takes a lot. And a lot I want to have some friends. Because I'm polyamorous, and I've told it to my last several relationships. And you think men would be like, oh, I'm with it, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. They're not.
When you're the one bringing it to the table, they totally shut down.
Yeah.
Jealousy comes out.
Yeah.
But let them bring it to the table. Then it's a whole different story.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. This is like, oh, you want me to have a girlfriend with you, but can I get a boyfriend too?
Or even a girlfriend.
Or a girlfriend. Like, you let me, like, you start spending more time with the girl than him. I'm trying to tell you, men are fragile as fuck.
Or you're dealing with jealousy. Now we're in the restaurant. You're like, oh, you talking to the bitch at the table. She's the waitress.
Right, as soon as your man know that you like girls too, oh my god.
Yeah.
Then he don't know who to trust.
Right. Yeah,
nobody. Who you looking at? Close your eyes.
Like, literally, it happened to me. He got mad at the waitress. I was like, she's taking our drink orders.
Matter of fact, the last dude I talked to was very threatened about the fact that, you know, I had a pass and sometimes dabble in the life of
Sometimes dabble.
You got a whole girlfriend right now.
You right. Shout out to my girlfriend. Put a fire emoji in the chat.
Fire emoji.
And that fire emoji. Yeah.
Look,
fire
she
emoji.
Loving that motherfucker like shit right now.
Like a motherfucker too.
Y'all looking to see if she gonna drop the fire emoji.
Come on. Let me get the fire emoji.
I'm waiting for her to put the fire emoji.
Looking for the fire emoji.
Laugh.
But it's just, it takes a certain mentality.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, she does. Can we get a heart emoji? We got a heart emoji.
But listen, I feel like with the last guy I was dealing with, like, he literally was, like, taken aback. He, like, whenever we got into it, it was him throwing the whole aspect of optional men and women. I was like, man, you gotta chill. Like, I do that for fun here and there. Like, I'm with you right now. Like,
chill out.
Yeah, but whatever.
I'm just
you dumb as shit. Shut up.
I don't think that I could do it.
relationship or just like
an open relationship?
I don't think that I can do it, period. Like, I don't.
So you're just monogamous or not?
Yeah.
You're single or you're monogamous? It's one or the other with you. I can understand that. I can respect that.
You like what you like.
Right.
Right.
I don't think that because.
It's your turn.
It's not dead. It's just, that's the hour.
I just don't think I could do it.
Are you going to put it on the other phone or are we just rocking the hell out?
You're going to start the new life. Because we almost done.
Yeah, so I just, I don't know.
She don't know how to do that.
I don't think that I'm mature enough to do it.
I don't think it's about a maturity thing. I think it's just, like you said,
You don't have to.
It's a preference. You like what you like.
If you don't like that ideal.
When you say it's a maturity thing, you're trying to say that you're childish. You're not childish. Yeah. You like what you like, and that's fine.
You want your man to be your man. That's okay. Because I feel like that with some men, but then there's other men where I could be like, I could have you and.
See, I've never felt that way. As my best friend, you know. Like, I've never, ever since a teenager, I realized I didn't care. I didn't care. Let's take that back. I don't. But I haven't, because I haven't cared that much. But I'm just not the type, I feel like I need to have one person to myself. Mm-hmm. Or I want to be to myself with somebody. And it's been times where I've been faithful to one person, but if I need to venture out, then that's. I'm going to discuss it, though. I ain't going to do it behind your back. I'm going to be like, look. So. Yep. But I've never been that.
And I'd rather just have my one person. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I have situations where I would just rather have that one person. But, like, in my head, man, I'm trying to tell you. If I could have a girlfriend and two husbands.
That would be so good.
Life would be so good.
So, look, my boyfriend don't want no girl or nobody. He got mommy issues, so he don't want to share.
That's what the girlfriend is for.
He don't
want
to share.
That's what I think I want my girlfriend for.
Can I do it?
Like, when I can sleep sometimes.
So, you wife swapping. She wife swapping.
No, not the men together. Because I already know they not with that shit. But, like, us two girls with one, or us two girls with the other. Or she can go with him, and I can go with him. I wouldn't want all four of us in one room because men are not comfortable.
Shit, they were trained on bitches. What you mean?
It's not the same thing.
Kiki.
I feel like
I ran a train on that bitch.
Shay. Switch back and forth, but I wouldn't want like a whole ass orgy with them if it's supposed to be a relationship. I don't know. Maybe.
I think if we're four
I ain't thinking about that far.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
That might work.
I don't want them fucking.
No.
That's not a four way then.
See, that's what I'm saying. I feel like
a threesome and a four-way means all three people or all four people are mixing together. If the men's aren't mensing, you know what I'm saying? They're just engaging with the women. That's
so. What is that?
It's a motherfucking choo-choo train.
No,
that's a train.
It's two women.
Two women, two men. That's just an orgy. That's just
what I just said.
Okay, I was thinking about three. I was thinking about two men and one woman. If it's two men and one woman, that's not a threesome. If the men ain't fucking.
Yeah. No.
Like, people get that shit confused.
Man. I said I wanted two husbands, one girlfriend.
Threesome means we all getting some of everybody. Foursome, same thing. No. So that's just an orgy.
Orgy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a lifelong orgy.
You know what? Next subject, because I cannot.
No, stop. Hold the phone. I'm sorry. We got to go a little longer. What?
No.
You've never had a threesome, kid?
Hell no.
Never?
Put a fire emoji if you never had a threesome.
I've never been in the opportunity, like, in the place or in, like, a safe space with my dude. And then when I've been approached, it's been situations that I wasn't comfortable with joining into. So I've just never had the opportunity.
Have a threesome with your dude?
Nah.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this. Who hasn't had a threesome?
Who has not?
Just me.
Just
we're playing fingers.
I know the rest of y'all.
Put your finger down if you've never
put a fire emoji if you never had a threesome.
Yep.
Okay, so on my behalf, when it comes to threesome, it don't never be my nigga. I be with the next bitch nigga, though. You invite me to the party, I pull it up. But you not, my nigga is off limits. Sorry.
Really? It depends.
It's
on
not
the
my
niggas,
but put a fire emoji if you want me to come with your boyfriend.
I am about to put the fire emoji right now.
But you're not coming in my bedroom with mine.
Put fire emojis. I have officially been invited.
Okay. I got one invite. How many invites I got?
Just one.
Okay. I got one invite.
You are with your man. Right.
I'm never that secure.
Okay, then that's
I'm with you. I'm not bringing my nigga to the threesome party. Nope.
What is the hesitation?
But I'm coming to yours.
But why?
Invite me.
Shit gets messy.
Yeah, I feel like it's never been a
situation where I got messy.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I won't do a threesome.
Why you so because loud, bro?
Sorry. I've been drinking. So guess what? Every person that I have fucked nigga on a threesome always want to double back.
Yep, I've never had that.
So
that's the shit I'm talking about. That's
they want to double back. So no. I'm not going to do that with mine.
Because I said
double back. I'm a cock back that.
Nah.
That's what I'm.
Yeah, no.
I said boundaries.
Grab the double back. I'm cocking back.
Yeah, I'm a bust all your windows, flatten all your tires, motherfucking.
Hey, I told y'all she was crazy.
I'm calling your job. I'm getting you fired. I'm getting your mama fired.
Social
security, everything. Put a fire emoji if you with me.
We're not.
Episode over. Fuck that shit.
She raised this bitch ass.
What old girl say? What young Miami say? She said, and I was such a mama call fire.
I am.
Okay, so I'm never doing all that, but I respect your decision to be open.
I'm coming to the party.
See, for me,
my first threesome, the girl stopped and cried because she was like, "He hitting you different than he hit me."
You did.
That has happened to me.
That was my.
The girl, man, listen.
Oh, you gotta get loud though.
All right, so.
But seriously, that's
this
how
has happened to me. It was us three. We was getting into it, and then the jump started literally tears, and was like. He's giving you more dick than he's giving me. And I'm like, yo, you're fucking up the vibe, shorty. Like, and then I stopped. I said, I'm done. Never did it again with neither one of their asses. Y'all got me fucked up. Like, I also don't do bitches who don't return the favor if we're not reciprocating. Bitch, that's not a threesome.
Yeah.
Like, you just try and do some shit to appease your boyfriend. That's not what I'm here for. Like, hey, I eat you, you eat me.
So, look, I have a question. So, my thing to me is, I want to have a threesome, but I want to watch. I am with
that's
my husband.
That's not a threesome.
But I mean, well, I don't want to touch. I just want to watch.
That's a spectator support.
That's right. I want to see it. I want to see what it is that you can do. Because a lot of people can't do what
so
I
you
do.
Wanna, so you want to be like a fly on the wall.
You damn right. And I ain't going to feel no type of way.
No,
I ain't going.
Wait, we're not judging. No. We're just trying to get understanding.
So you
want to
see if he goes into them like he goes into
them. That's true. But I want to see what it is that, you know what I'm saying?
So you
want
to watch another threesome.
You damn right. And then when you finish, baby, you going to watch what I do. You get what I'm saying? You're going to see what I do.
Wait,
and I'm going to show you.
No,
watch him with another girl.
Right.
And then after they get done,
she wants to fuck him.
She wants to show the girl, like, okay, baby, like, yeah, you do
that.
But this is what I do.
You want to be more of a competition.
However y'all look at it, I just want
to
have some fun. Fuck you.
No,
I just want to.
You petty.
Oh, let me tell
y'all.
But
y'all got to understand, I like girls, too.
So
you get what I'm saying? Then I'm going to be like, bitch, show me something.
Who put something
that?
Look,
I'm not even about to play with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not about to play with you either.
I'm scared.
But I ain't going to play with you.
But would you do a threesome with a friend, like a close friend?
No. Y'all know that we don't even do that type of shit.
No, I'm not
we love each other so much that we would laugh at a nigga the whole time.
I wouldn't feel
the nigga
wouldn't even feel comfortable.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
I wouldn't feel comfortable having a threesome with a close friend.
Erica would.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Been there, done that.
I feel
sign
like
me
she
up.
Would.
I have.
Right.
Hey, and I would do that
friend.
Shit again. I mean,
then
like,
she gonna have
hello.
To fuck
them
nigga the better.
I'm
telling you,
let me
learn from her.
Let me drop
in
a fire emoji.
Drop a fire emoji in the chat.
No. Depending on a friend and a nigga.
Yeah.
Because if it's her, like Shay said, it can't be her
nigga.
So
it can't be my nigga. It could be your nigga.
It don't have to be neither one of our niggas. It could be a nigga.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
And that's where I'm at with it.
Anybody nigga.
Not your nigga or my nigga.
Yeah.
Somebody else's nigga. How about that?
That makes me feel comfortable.
Not somebody
somebody's son.
Nobody.
Fuck the other person.
No, like, it's not one of, it's not our nigga. It's somebody
yeah,
else's
somebody
nigga.
Else, fuck
that
nigga.
Has nothing to do. You and your girlfriend have nothing to do with what me and my friend are about to do to you.
That just defeats the whole purpose of not using your somebody's person.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap it up.
Well, I think that everybody think that when you do want to see things like that, a lot of people, because like he just said, he thinks that I'm going to be sick. It's not going to be sick when you want something. When you want it, it's not sick about it. There's nothing sick about it. You got to be able to handle it. But my thing is sex, y'all. Y'all got to think about it. Everybody, some people are good at what they do. Don't get it fucked up. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, you see my best friend over here? I'm learning from that bitch. If it wasn't for my fucked up ass husband, I would have.
Last week, Joey Badass got on somebody's podcast, somebody interview, I don't know, and basically said that he doesn't want to ejaculate during sex so that he can preserve his life force. Mm-hmm. And so semen retention and having orgasms without
be so with that shit. Look at him.
Oh yeah, this is gonna get continued.
He's gonna wrap my head off.
Our engineer in the background nodding his head
and
like shit.
How I feel about it. Watch. Yeah. All right. So here. What are your quick thoughts about this concept?
I like it. I like that shit.
I'm with it, and I ain't even know I was with it.
Okay, so
do you do that voice?
Yes, that's the voice.
Is it that shit?
Do it again. I don't even know what the
y'all heard that bitch moaning in the video.
Oh, the moaning in the video was fake.
The moaning in the video.
I was like, excuse the moaning in the video, y'all. That was a little bit fake.
Please,
sorry.
It's
shit. All
right, back to the subject.
Put a fire emoji if you want that video.
Somebody on the live said he's going to have blue balls like a mug.
No. Is that real? Like, I feel like if you're in control, yeah. Like, cause I've been with men who can control when they come. Like, right. They be like, are you ready for me yet? And I'm like, nah, I keep going. And then we can go on for 10, 15, 20 more minutes. And then
when I know that a nigga ain't ready, I be like, oh, you ain't ready yet? Oh, nigga, hurry up. I'll be ready for that nigga. Yeah, nigga, you can. Nigga.
Oh, see, my goodness.
I'm usually the one like, no, don't come yet. Don't come yet. Yeah, hold it. And then he's holding. And they like, I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's different levels to what he said. So what he's saying is completely on a spiritual level. It's a lot more advanced than most of the dudes that we know or dealt with. You know, there's a difference between somebody who knows how to hold it a certain amount of time, and then there's actual semen retention. He's saying that he's orgasming. He is orgasming, but he is maintaining his semen to hold on to it. Right. Uh-huh. And there's like so many multiple health
benefits.
Thank you. Sorry. Mm-hmm. There's health benefits. There's spiritual benefits. It's so many things that go along with it that you really have to research besides saying, oh, he's going to have blue balls. Right. Because he's actually not. He's probably actually achieving a higher sexual level than most of y'all.
An
even
elevated actually, level.
Right. Have even experienced in your life.
So the men in the chat, is blue balls real?
I've been with someone.
I'm looking at Bobby. Like Bobby. Because I've gotten like whatever the female. Real? What's the female version of that? Because I've had that. I know I have.
Pink balls?
Pink pussy. Blue clip.
It's called.
It's blue bean.
Yeah. Blue pussy. So,
blue bean.
So when you're dealing with
when you're that frustrated at the end and you got like you're just frustrated at the end. Like,
oh no,
it's a
that toy coming out.
When people talk about blue balls, they say that it physically hurts them.
Yeah. I've been physically hurt because I have not nut. Because
I got a headache. Right?
No. You got me fucked up.
Bro. Do it yourself?
I don't see this thing. All right.
I'm Carrie don't even like toys for real. Don't let her sit on here and fucking lie to you.
Oh, I said that earlier. Yeah, she said that. I can't use my hands. Y'all know my hands are fucked up.
Yep.
I have, it's not arthritis. It's something else. It's from cooking and typing.
Yeah, because I got a mix of
shit. No, I can't. My hands lock up. Yeah. I can't do something on my own. And I don't like using toys because I feel like if you use toys too much, it desensitizes you. So I'll just go without and I'll just be like, fuck it. And sometimes I'll just get really frustrated and y'all be like, what the fuck wrong with Carrie today? I got blue bean.
yo. Hey, this fool said pussy heartbeats.
That too. That should be thumping.
Something is wrong with this set of girls. So we'll have to go back to the retention.
Yeah, we're gonna touch back right. and circle back to kind of diving deeper, because I'm really interested to know about what specific health benefits yeah. and what specific spiritual practice comes along with semen retention.
Absolutely.
This is the second time, because I feel like I heard this first with Kevin Gates a couple of weeks ago. And he was, you know, he always into some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he made eating ass cool. You know, because I swear, motherfuckers.
Oh, I thought Fat Trail. Never mind.
Kevin Gates definitely made that shit cool, because niggas was not owning up to that Rubber shit, up. Even though they was doing it. But that's going to take us to the next episode. So thank y'all for coming out again this week.
Yes, everyone.
We love y'all. Check us out each and every Thursday at 7:00 live. Check out some of the other shows. We got Love Talking Bullshit on Homegirls on Sunday. Yes. We got what's the tomatoes joint? How it go?
Bring
your own
bag.
They offer emoji shit.
Oh, y'all gotta check out our 8th member tomorrow. Mm-hmm. His show comes on tomorrow, right?
Oh, what's
tomorrow
our old show?
Tomorrow.
Feed the Culture. Tomorrow Feed the
Culture. Our 8th member.
Serious Business.
So yeah, rhythmicsradio.com. Check us out. Follow, like, subscribe to all that podcast shit. All
follow our pages, our personal pages and shit.
We love y'all. Thank you for coming out. Check out our new cups.
Shout out to Alex Grimm. My gosh, I can't remember the name of your company right now. Coffee something.
Thank you. I'll tag you.
Thank you for the awesome cup.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, we out. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.